Yo, what's up, everybody? It's Davidson Hang. It is Friday, March 6th, baby. I'm gonna do five things I'm grateful for and give you an update on what's going on. So today we had the LinkedIn Asian Alliance had a viewing of Parasite, the movie, and I thought it was pretty interesting. It was definitely made you think. It talked a lot about the class divide between like in Korea. And about how basically, and spoilers. So if you guys are gonna watch this, don't continue with the rest of this. But what happened was there's a guy who basically this poor family is interacting with this like rich family, and they're like so happy, and everyone looks perfect, and they're like good looking, and like just like really happy people. Actually, like really nice people as well. So it's interesting, and then. There's, the poor family where, they're trying really hard to make it, and definitely like it was interesting. But essentially, like he ends up like killing the one of the main characters, the father, because of like they said like this guy smells because like he's poor and like they live in the basement, so there's like a musky smell to it. But yeah, it was a pretty interesting movie. But yeah, so today I am grateful for the five things I'm grateful for today is like the LinkedIn Asian Alliance to be able to have cool events where we get together and especially on a Friday when a lot of people work from home today, it's nice to take a break and take a break. We worked so hard this quarter, so it's nice to kind of like unwind and recharge and just relax a little bit. So that was nice. Yesterday I had a gathering for my monthly happy hour, and even though it was a small attendance, it was really fun. It's always fun meeting new people to that. And three, I'm grateful for my LinkedIn Asian Alliance co-lead Anita. She's amazing. She's such a great partner, and she's really helpful in everything. And four, so my insurance, like I'm so grateful that LinkedIn has really good insurance because I was able to go to a doctor of a physical therapy that can do, sort of like having, because it's only a $25 copay, but I get a massage. So I've been doing that. So that's been really cool, focusing on my well-being. And lastly, yeah, super excited to go home to Samantha, my fiance, and just have a good time, just watch some movies, and I can't wait to spend quality time with her. What are you guys up to this weekend? Would love to hear from you. Cheers.